sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
When it comes to evangelizing and evangelizing effectively, we can think a lot of things that would go into doing that well. But one of the most important things in order to spread the faith well is also the most neglected, or one of the most neglected, and that is listening well. In order to share the faith fruitfully and effectively, we actually need to be able to listen. Listening skills are essential for a missionary disciple of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're going to be talking about today on Ignition. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Bergwald, and we want to set your faith ablaze so that you might live the adventure that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Before we get into today's topic, we want you to know that, as always, we love listener feedback. So if you've got questions about today's episode, or if you have ideas for future episodes, please contact us. The easiest way to do so is by email, and the address is rcrans@sfcatholic.org. Ignition@sfcatholic.org. Again, ignition@sfcatholic.org.
Don't worry, I won't get anything.
I was just checking to see if you were listening, Renee.
Listening.
See
what I'm trying
I did
not to
there?
Distract you. Not,
I know,
you know.
I appreciated that.
Make funny faces or anything.
I was,
like that.
You know, oftentimes, I'll say, and the address is. And you fill it in.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are cran, but it's
I'm
public.
Listening.
It's on the website.
It is on the
so
website.
So it's not
yes.
like I gave out secret information. Her social security number, on the other hand, is 123.
If you know that,
456789. good luck.
Definitely not.
Good
that.
Luck.
You might find somebody with that one, but
I
that
would
won't
be shocked.
Me.
Who the heck are we? Renee. Renee. Who am I?
Who are you?
Yes.
You are Dr. Chris Bergwald, the director of adult formation.
Nope.
Of formation for adults.
Nope.
Casey, pop up the lower third so I can see it.
Wow.
You know what? You keep changing it.
I haven't changed it. But he, I don't...
Changed it since I've been here. So
yeah, once.
Director of formation.
Close. I'm the director of discipleship formation.
Okay.
What else?
Oh, you want more? You want like okay, he hangs out in the hallway and instructs
this,
everybody on what
actually,
to do. You deserve this.
This was a bad idea.
Chris is our hall monitor.
Yep. Papers, papers,
very,
please.
Very good at it.
Highly
yes.
effective.
Yes.
Great.
You are married to Jermaine.
There we go.
From Minnesota originally.
Yep.
You have 5 kids.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. You go to St. Lambert.
Yeah. East side of Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Great. Good. Good, good, good.
Got a few
other
things.
Than, I can't believe, just, I'm, how often am I on the show? Your show, and you don't know my title. I'm vexed. I'm terribly vexed.
I feel like, yeah,
movie,
I just...
Movie reference, Casey?
Vexed.
Gladiator. Come on.
It's okay.
All right. Renee Kranz is across the table from me. Mm-hmm. Renee is the Director of Communication with the Diocese of Sioux Falls. Renee is originally from the Watertown area, mm-hmm. Castlewood to be specific. Mm-hmm. She was point guard her senior year of high school. For
and my junior year,
and
but
junior
I was.
Year,
didn't do anybody any
guard.
Good, but I did.
They won a game.
won a game the, in 2 years.
In 2 years, yeah. So
hey, Castlewood peeps.
And Renee's been at the Diocese for what, five years. In May. Mm-hmm. So this month, as people are hearing this,
it's April.
5 years. As people are hearing this.
Sorry, I don't know when your stuff's going to be posted.
Yeah, you
yeah I know.
I
you told
you.
Me a little bit ago. I know,
but you're you right. weren't listening.
This is a perfect episode for me.
So
it's actually no. It's less about listening and remembering.
I know.
That's
I,
my
I
problem.
Know. That is that'll be another episode. So as you know, Renee. One of the ways that we talk about missionary discipleship in our diocese is specifically, well, around what we describe, what we call the four areas of formation. In order to be a fruitful, effective missionary disciple, that we have to be attentive to four different areas of formation. Mm-hmm. All are necessary, but none of them are sufficient by themselves.
Right.
You need to be a well-rounded disciple. You're attentive to spiritual formation, so my own personal relationship in prayer mm-hmm. with God. And you can include liturgical prayer, the sacraments as well in that. Secondly, intellectual formation. How well do I know the teachings of faith, which tell us about God himself? Mm-hmm. and who we are and our relationship with him. Third, what's third?
Well, I know human formation, but I don't think that's the third
one. It is actually the third
okay.
one.
Okay, all right.
So we'll come back to human formation because what we're talking about today kind of fits under there. Although it is, as I frankly in the opening, the introduction to this episode, I talked about the importance of listening when it comes to sharing the faith. Mm-hmm. So apostolic formation mm-hmm. is the fourth area of formation. That's my ability to be, whether I'm a layman, religious or ordained, to be a quote unquote apostle, a small
right.
A apostle,
right?
Sharing the faith. Right. We've all been sent to share the faith based on the gifts that we've been given in our state and life and so on. So listening, again, I do think it's effective for, it is effective for proclaiming the faith well, but I actually want to start by situating it in the context of the third area of formation, which is human formation, okay. which I think is the least, I think most people could guess what the other three areas of formation were.
At least two of them.
At least two of them. Yeah. Apostolic.
Spiritual and the...
intellectual.
Yeah. I think those two most people could guess. Yeah. Okay. Apostolic, they may or may not pick that word.
Sure. Right, right. Yeah. But human, I think, is probably the most... like, wait, what does that mean? And basically, it's you can summarize it in all sorts of ways. Your colleague, leader of my department, Father Scott Traynor, years ago, I've said this many times publicly, Father Scott, when I was talking with Father Scott about, because these come out of the origin of thinking about formation along the lines of these four areas is actually, as it came out of the context of seminary formation, mm-hmm. formation of seminarians right, as future right. priests. And Father Scott ran a seminary mm-hmm. for a number of years. So I thought he'd be a good, like, Father Scott, how do you explain human formation? And he pretty quickly said, human formation is about being not weird. Or not being weird, either way. So
I don't know if any of us can accomplish that.
Speak for yourself, Renee.
I'm pretty weird sometimes. I've
mastered that.
It depends on what he means by weird.
Oh, so the a bit more formal way to put it is, my humanity, so how I am, should be a bridge from other people to Jesus instead of an obstacle,
sure.
instead of a moat. You want to be a bridge and not a moat. You don't want people to fall into
across.
The muck.
Let them walk
you
across.
You want to walk across. even more, to put more meat in the bones, human formation is about me growing in self-awareness mm-hmm. or self-knowledge. So understanding myself and coming to know blind spots that mm-hmm. I have, because mm-hmm. blind spots, the hard thing about blind spots is you don't know they're there.
Right.
So
it's just hard to be honest about them.
Yeah.
Well, yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So self-knowledge or self-awareness so that I can possess myself,
okay.
that I can like own myself mm-hmm. so that I can give myself away.
Okay.
So self-awareness, self-knowledge. Self-possession, and then self-gift. Give okay. myself away. And that's where it kind of bleeds into then apostolic formation. But it starts with all those things. So another way to look at this, it's just about maturing, being a mature human being.
Right.
Affective, so emotional maturity. We can't do too much about our physical maturity, but it's about taking care of ourselves in every dimension of who we are, just as a human being. That is part of what it means to be a well-rounded, fruitful missionary disciple.
Right.
So in the context, sorry, seminarians and former seminarians, a.k.a. priests, just to pick on you a little bit. all right. I was a teenager once. I've got a teenage son.
I was going to say, were you much like your teenage son? Because I can totally picture that.
Carl says, yeah, yes, I was something like Carl. Teenage boys, you know, let's see, how do we do this without throwing anybody under the bus? Okay.
Carl, get ready.
No, not okay. talking about Carl. You have to remind teenage boys to take care of themselves,
yeah.
even when it comes to like personal hygiene.
Sure.
Did you brush your teeth? I don't say that to Carl, to be clear. I don't say to Carl, did you brush your teeth today? But have you brushed your teeth? Have you showered in the last month? You know, all those things like that. But this is part of what it means to mature
mm-hmm.
as a human being, especially for the male portion of the species.
wow.
I can speak to that because I know it. Because if we're not attentive to that, our humanity can be an obstacle between others and Jesus. Mm-hmm. So if you're weird as a priest, if I'm weird as a layman, I'm not, it's not going to be helpful, like in a way that I can do something about. Like right, we do have idiosyncrasies, and there are certainly ways in which I am weird.
Yeah. You might have a weird laugh whatever.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So that's what human formation is about. And there are a lot of things that fall under the ambit of human formation that are really important. I recently did a solo episode of, a few episodes just on the importance of reasoning, thinking mm-hmm. well. I think you reminded me.
We did one a long time ago.
A long time ago. Speaking well, not necessarily public, we're not all called to public speak,
right.
But can I articulate my thoughts? Mm-hmm. That's an important human skill.
Yeah.
To have, to foster, to cultivate. Listening well mm-hmm. is definitely an important human skill.
Yes.
For the purposes of missionary discipleship, but simply as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I mean, that's a long introduction to explain, though, why the heck on a show about growing in relationship with God and living that adventure and sharing with others, why are we talking about listening mm-hmm. well? Because it's part of what it means to be a well-rounded human, which is essential to missionary discipleship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've talked a lot. What are your initial thoughts, Renee, on when it comes to like listening well, listening skills?
Well, I would say that it's actually really important in your relationship with God too.
Yeah.
Because we often do an awful lot of talking to
yes.
God.
Yes.
And not a lot of listening.
Yep.
And I feel like it seems to me like most people, when they actually stop and listen for a little bit, you'll hear something.
Yep.
From God.
Yep.
And it might be a tiny little whisper. It might be, I believe Father Scott has a story where he about got knocked off his feet with the response from God at one point. So yeah, to me, it's about both listening to our other fellow humans.
Yep.
But also listening to God.
Absolutely. And especially when it comes to listening to God, and that's this part of prayer. So yeah. That's a way where it also fits in spiritual formation.
Yep.
What about the human to human part of it? Any initial thoughts, observations?
Yeah, I think we don't listen very well. Most of the time, when people are talking to us, we're really not listening. We're really thinking about the thing we want to say. Usually pretty quickly after they start talking, because they'll say something and you're like, ooh, I got to think of what I'm going to say next. And you're pretty checked out. And then they stop and you start talking and you probably didn't even hear what they just said.
Yep. Yep.
So it's a huge problem, I think.
So that's there's something that's called listening to understand
mm-hmm.
versus listening to respond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that second kind of listening, which is what you just described to me, that's actually not really listening.
No.
For the reason that you said you've mostly tuned out.
Yeah.
Now some of us have the ability to sort of replay the tape. You know,
it's something I cannot.
You could be
do.
Talking and I could be listening. I'm formulating my response, but I'm listening enough where if you said, did you hear what I just said?
Right.
Oh yeah. You just said da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But 80% of my mental focus right there, 20% was on sort of transcribing what you're saying. 80% though was me formulating my response.
Okay.
That's not real listening.
Right.
And I think you're absolutely right that we, even those of us, because I like to think of myself as a pretty good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine, my wife,
she may disagree.
She might disagree. I think Jermaine would say, I'm a good listener. She probably would say, I'm not as good as I think I am.
I think that can go to all of us. Because I will say that in the times when I have stepped into the office of Dr. Bergwald and we've had a chat about something, you're pretty good at listening and hearing the thing. So
thank you. So I it's important. It's not the same. So I want to talk about listening to respond in particular. Right. It's important, but even because it's important, we need to do it more. But I think some people, Renee, might be like, okay, how?
Yeah.
In one way, some listeners or viewers might be like, well, what do you mean how? Well, you just do it. Okay, if it were that easy.
Yes.
If it were, maybe it is that. Is it maybe, well, what do you think? Is this just a matter of like No, just do it. Just be Nike. Just do it.
No.
Why not?
I think there are some hurdles we have to get over. One of them would be we have to not worry about ourselves sounding smart and having a response to everything and no dead air and, you know, things like that. Like I think there's this idea that whatever we say is the most important thing. So we've got to figure out what we're going to say next.
Yep.
So there's things we have to like come to grips with ourselves, about our own importance.
Yep.
And then, and come to realize them and understand ourselves, be self-aware about it. And then we can start doing the things that you're just talking about. You actually listen to someone.
Yep.
Because you can set aside those things. Sometimes it is a challenge for me in this setting with you doing Ignition to listen to you all, not because you're, but it's a challenge for me to have to concentrate on listening to what you're saying so I can respond after, knowing that my response might not be perfect because sure. I'm listening to you the whole time.
Yep. Yep. And you.
So if frankly, I sound dumb, that's why.
There's your expression, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why I'm dumb.
Why is Cran Solomon so dumb? That's what it is.
I'm listening really well.
In your defense, you know, the way that we do this show, and it's the same on Catholic Views, but there you're more of the, I mean, I'm not the interviewer here the way that you are
right.
on Catholic Views,
right.
but the way that we do the show, I want it to be a conversation.
Yeah.
So that does frankly make it difficult because you know that at a certain point, so Renee, what do you think?
You can ask me something.
Well, yeah. So I like, and I it's not like you could say, well, can you give me like 5 minutes right. to think about that?
Let's have some dead air for a little while.
That doesn't, so to be ready on the spot, that is a particular challenge.
It is. But that happens in real life too, because people don't like quiet and silence and dead air between each other.
Yep. That's true.
So,
you know, on that point, by the way, one of the best teachers for me in that was Bishop Paul Swain, God rest his soul, who passed away a couple years ago because meetings with Bishop Swain, were you ever in a meeting with Bishop Swain?
I was not.
Bishop would, he like, if there were something to ponder, something like, if you asked him a question, he'd think about his answer.
Right then and there.
Right then and there. Mm-hmm. And now, sometimes he might have a quick answer.
Yeah.
But he was completely comfortable like that. Like, and I'm not going to do even longer, but we can't do that because it's radio.
Right.
he was completely comfortable with there being, quote unquote, dead air in a meeting if he wanted to give something, if he felt like, no, I need to think about that little bit.
Right.
It wouldn't be like 10 minutes.
Right.
But it'd be to the point where for most people who haven't experienced it, it feel a little uncomfortable and awkward.
Well, and I feel like it's even hard for us to think about it in those contexts at those moments because our minds are running with other things and like, oh, these people are waiting on me and, oh, I have to come up with something really quick. And so you're really not fully free in your own head to think about the thing that the person just said.
Right, absolutely. So I think that's and to me, as you're talking, as I was listening to respond, I would see that especially sort of in a work context where you're having a meeting and in a meeting I do, you know, my pride's coming into play. Like, so I'm not really listening to Renee's idea because I've got to have an idea and I want my idea to be the best idea. So for everything you said
there. I want to prove my worth.
Right,
all
exactly.
That stuff,
What about, so I think you're right about that. So basically quit that. Just listen to Renee and her great idea. If you need to, make a little note, my idea, like whatever it is, so that you can, all right, when Renee is done, I want to listen to what she's saying.
Yeah.
Maybe have a tweak or that. Okay. I was thinking this.
Yeah. And you could write down just like a one word reminder for yourself.
Exactly.
Real quick,
exactly.
Right there.
Just as a little, what do I do about that?
Yeah.
Because in that context, the goal, of course, the way that, that our offices work, the way that we, in the departments that we, communications, discipleship and evangelization, and the bishop's leadership team that you're on, when we're in meetings, we're about, and we're trying to problem solve, we want the best idea to surface.
Right.
Well, I need to be paying attention to what Renee is saying mm-hmm. in order to, as part of this discussion, but what is, and everybody else in the room as
well. To discern the best idea. Yeah.
Okay. What about personally though? So I think you're right. Pride, but I don't think that's the issue. So why is it that sometimes, and unfortunately Jermaine would be all too familiar with this reality. Jermaine's talking and,
It's never happened in my house. I don't know why it's happening in your house.
I'm sure it's never happened between Ryan and me. So why, what do you think? So that could be a spouse, could be a friend. So outside, so more of the personal context, why don't we listen to understand?
I think it could be familiarity with each other. That would be one guess. You hear the other person's voice a lot and you're just like, eh. I mean, familiarity with someone. Yeah.
They could be. So I am going to pick on Carl here, my son. Carl is, so like both of his parents, but certainly like his dad, both Jermaine, Carl gets fascinated by certain things and very much, maybe Jermaine could be this way. That's been, I'm about to ask her that. What do you think about that? But I know for me, I could, when I get fascinated with something because of my extrovertedness, and Carl shares that with me as well, I want to talk to other people about it. And but to be honest, I don't really want to talk to you about
it. Don't really care what I have to say.
I want to tell you about it. So Jermaine puts up with me and some of my technology that I'll get on. He tends to be around cell phone plans and cell phone carriers. Oh my gosh, I heard of this carrier. I know, it's totally random. For Carl, it's Fortnite. Been Fortnite.
Yep.
So Carl, if he can get the attention, and he can, when he has mom or dad's attention, a lot of times, if there's something really cool he's discovered in the online kind of world of Fortnite, he'll start talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And as a parent, you're supposed to love your child.
Are you bored?
Poor Carl.
I'm so sorry.
But I'm totally get, like, I know he recognizes. Listen, mom, dad,
I know you don't care, but I gotta talk.
But I want to talk about this. So I know that you don't care. So I'm okay. Here's the convicting thing for me. Do I love my son? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, if I love my son, it doesn't mean I have to love Fortnite as much as he does. But do I? But if he's excited about something, if I love him again, that doesn't mean that I need to listen for him to go on ad nauseum about Fortnite. Doesn't mean I have to share his enthusiasm about Fortnite. But if he's excited about this, and if I love him, I should stay engaged in the conversation.
Right.
If I love cell phone plans, Jermaine, gosh darn it, should stay engaged.
I have to talk to Jermaine about this because this is bizarre.
Tell me about it, Renee. It sure is. Again, not necessarily like for hours on end, but do I take an interest in the person, whether it's a spouse or a child or a sibling or a close friend? If I really take an interest in them, then again, I don't need to completely share the enthusiasm for their hobby, but I should be interested in it.
Yeah.
I should if I'm being selfless with my time, because for me, that's what it is. No, I want to be doing something else right now. I could be reading a really good theology book.
I want to be looking up some cell phone plans, apparently.
But I'm being selfish with my time.
Right.
I'm not... Self-awareness, self-possession, self-gift. I'm not giving myself, I'm not giving my time, I'm not giving my attention to my son when he's telling me about this thing that he's really excited about.
Yeah.
Again, and Carl knows this, like there's a line, right? I mean.
Not an hour, son.
Not an hour.
Maybe a few minutes.
But I think that's part of what it is. Frankly, I'm being selfish with my time and my attention.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally true.
So again, what do we do about that, Renee?
Hey, this was your idea.
There are a couple of things that I think I can listen well, but I don't always do it. So some tips. Pray. Say a prayer. that you would recognize the time when you're not being attentive, mm-hmm. when you're not listening to understand, you're listening to respond, or you're not listening at all. Be in the moment when you recognize that, say a prayer. Lord, help me to mm-hmm. stay on track. Mm-hmm. But I do think a lot of this comes down to, so the work context, pride. Like, yeah. No, let me just pay attention to Renee's mm-hmm. idea. The home context. No, let me listen to Carl. Because I love Renee and her ideas. I love Carl and his passion mm-hmm. for whatever. So I really do. This is part of what it means to love our neighbor, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Like, hey, it's just not all about you all the time.
It's not all about you. So if you struggle, like so many things, like, I don't know how to change this. Well, ask the Lord. Lord, help me to be a better listener. Mm-hmm. Help me. Seriously, people, listeners, viewers. Help me to be a better listener. If you really struggle with it, you've tried and tried and tried and tried. Ask the one who has the power to change that in you.
And I would say ask more than once.
Because
more often you do that, the more often it's going to be at your front of awareness for you. Yep. When you're in a conversation with someone, maybe you don't want to pay attention to the conversation.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah, if you do it often, then I think it would get better.
Yep. Amen. So I do want to transition briefly to talk about the importance of listening when it comes to sharing our faith.
Yeah.
So with the context of evangelization. So I used to get, and sometimes I still can get annoyed when people talk about, we need to be a listening church. I would get annoyed. Like, no, we have the gospel of Jesus Christ to share with people. Like, we have, Jesus told them to go proclaim to the world the good news of salvation. What's this about listening church? No, but I do think it can be misused, misunderstood. Mm-hmm. But the truth in it is, if I want to effectively share the gospel with you, I need to know where you're at.
Yeah.
And the only way for me to know where you're at is pay attention to you and listen to you. Or give you a 10-page questionnaire, have you complete it, and then I'll get back to you later once I've analyzed your results. But most of us, that option's not very likely.
To me, there's just a word missing. A listening first church.
Yes. Great.
Because then you can respond.
Yes.
Like, it's not only listening. It's listening and then responding.
Yep. It's listening so that I can respond most fruitfully
to
meet you where you're at, to help you grow closer to the Lord, whatever your relationship with him is like right now.
Yeah.
So I do think that that's, and my go-to example for this is, we're in this Easter season here, the Road to Emmaus story mm-hmm. from Luke chapter 24. Mm-hmm. Two disciples leaving Jerusalem, going to Emmaus. Jesus comes alongside them, and he asks questions. But before he asks questions, he listens. So that's a little bit of listening well, folks. I hope that was of value to you. If not, it's Renee's fault.
Oh, no.
And that will wrap up this episode of Ignition. If you have questions about today's episode, folks, you can email us ignition@sfcatholic.org. That's it for this time. Until next time, may God bless you.